I am Linda van Tilburg for BizNews. While there might be uncertainty about South Africa's ability to bring Formula One racing back to the country, one Grand Prix has been making waves annually in the eastern Karoo town of Philippstown, and that is the Draadkar Grand Prix. This unique event celebrates Karoo culture with handcrafted wire cars steered by children of all ages. The visionary behind the Draadkar Grand Prix is Philippstown artist Kay Faree. Well, welcome to business, Kay.
Hello, Linda. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, could you share more about the Draadkar Grand Prix and what makes it so special?
The Draadkar Grand Prix has been running for 15 years, since 2010. And it was born out of a need to do something for the community. There's a lot of social problems, and we found that we can maybe give the children a bit of fun once a year. It started very small, and I think there was 10 participants and 7 organizers at the first event, but it's grown tremendously, and weird enough, we've always had some sort of a media attention. The kids love it, of course, and it means a lot for them to be seen. I think that's the main input that the Draadkar is making. They get seen. And for someone who's maybe the fifth child in a poor family and troubles at school, it's great to know once a year I am a participant in a great thing. And even if I win or not, I will get some sort of a gift and something to eat. It's very small, but it's great to see right from the beginning of the year, the kids make their own cars and they run, they practice all the streets. And then the event must happen.
Has it grown quite big now?
It's grown very big. Last year, we had in total more than 200 participants. That is dance groups. We have got a Miss Recycle too. And we get dance groups even from the neighboring towns, as well as participants. It takes a whole town to arrange this event. It's a lot of hard work.
So anything special this year that you have planned?
I don't think we have anything special, but I can tell you every event is very special. In fact, we try to streamline it by not inserting too many activities. It's very plain. There's the races between kids of 3 different age groups. You know, the bigger kids run almost 3 kilometers. While they are running, they are dancing and singing on the stage. And it's developed in just such a way that the dance groups can also win a prize. And then there's the Miss Draadkar. Girls are encouraged to make their own clothes from recycled material. And then they strut on the stage and show off and get all the cheers and someone can win a prize. Very, very exciting.
And one nice thing about it, they have this participation of uncles and fathers, you know, involved in helping to build the car. So that's good for that connection.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The first two events was kids only. And I thought by myself, if only the parents would get involved. But that came by the third year. And it's a great boost for the children to have grown-ups invested in their lives and helping with their whatever project they have.
You talked about the social issues in the town. How has it helped to highlight that and maybe, get some funds to help with these social ills?
Our focus is children and training. And we've only recently had big enough sponsors to start a training program. But what we are busy with at the moment is to kids off the street and help them to make their cars. These facilitators who help them to decorate the cars with beads, and it's beautiful, red beads at the back for the bricklichter, and in front white lights. It's beautiful. They're very creative. I think it helps them to make something out of nothing. It's the creative process is very important, and it gives you dignity, isn't it? So in that way, we are lifting children up. But as I said, it's one event a year. We are aiming to do more with the kids throughout the year, but that's going to take some work, which we are busy with at the moment.
So, what else would you like to do?
We are preparing a space. You need a space for, headquarters to do workshops and some art lessons, dancing lessons. At the moment, the kids dance in the street when they practice. So the headquarters is something that we are working on. And then we are trying to find facilitators for the different things. It's dancing, different kinds of dancing, fashion design to help the kids make their own clothes. Boys are also welcome. And some basic engineering skills. We also plan to do robotics some other time, but that's going to take computers and electronical devices. Imagine a draadpad on its own engine, something like that.
Can you describe a little bit what's going on in Philippstown, with kids? What kind of opportunities do they have?
They have school. Nothing else. If they want to play soccer, they organize their own teams. At the moment, there's no athletics training, which is a big loss. There's school and there's church. That's it. That's really it. It's a big problem because kids are in the streets and it's not a good place for them to be.
So what happens? Why do you say that?
There are many easy temptations, like, as they said, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Tick. The teenage pregnancies is a problem. Yeah, sometimes even younger than teenage pregnancies. Boredom breeds a lot of ills. So it is a very big problem in Philippstown. I think in many Karoo towns.
So I didn't know tuck goes that far. I thought it was more a Western Cape thing that it actually reached sort of the Northern Cape.
It's big time. And young girls make money on the trucks. Have you heard of that scheme?
No.
When the truck drivers stop in town, the girls are picked up, and they and the co-driver have sex with her. She gives her money and arrange another lift for her to go back to her town.
Oh,
It's awful.
that's horrible.
It is horrible.
So you need something to keep young kids and teenagers busy.
Yes, it's something to give them some dignity, and if you can help them to to make some money of their own. But that's the ideal, you know. Then you've won.
So this year, when is the Dronkar Grand Prix this year?
The 13th of September. Are you going to save the date?
Definitely. Kay Faree, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you, Linda. That's great.